All of us know that the more you love someone, the more you want to be with the one you love. This explains the most beautiful mystery of our Catholic faith, the real presence of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, and the reason why he stays with us day and night in the tabernacle. It is simply because he loves us so much that he never wants to leave us. He says, "Know that I am with you always, because where your treasure is, there your heart will be." In other words, because you are his treasure, Jesus is here in person with his heart beating with infinite love for you in the Blessed Sacrament, the sacrament of God going in search of man. As the good news exclaims, the mystery of our faith is Christ among us. Pope John Paul II said, "The Lord Jesus has pitched his tent among us, and from his Eucharistic dwelling, he repeats to each man and to each woman those soothing and gentle words, 'Come to me, all you who are weary and find life burdensome, and I will refresh you.'" He describes himself as a fountain overflowing with spiritual riches. Scripture says he becomes poor, stripping himself of glory and majesty out of love for us, in order to make us rich with graces and clothe us with his very own glory. Each time we come before him in the Blessed Sacrament. St. John Vianney would point to the tabernacle and tell the people, "Jesus is really there, and if you only knew how much he loves you, you would be the happiest person in the world." More than anything else in the world, God wants us to be happy and come close to him, because true happiness is knowing his love, a love that never changes, a love that has no limits or conditions, a love that is always there awaiting us in the Blessed Sacrament. Pope John Paul II said, "Jesus waits for you in this sacrament of his love, where he repeats his timeless appeal, 'Could you not watch 1 hour with me?'" The Pope says, "The voice of Christ is giving each of us an especially urgent invitation at this moment to come closer to him every day." For this reason, the Pope says, our communal worship at Mass must go together with our personal love for Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, in order that we may grow spiritually and that our love for Jesus may be complete. The Pope says that life is a journey of faith and intimacy with the Lord. Therefore, we must find the time and the desire for prayer, in particular for adoration, because God is hidden in the Blessed Sacrament and is just waiting for us to discover the secret of his presence. The Pope urges lay people to redouble our efforts to teach the younger generation the meaning and the value of Eucharistic adoration and devotion. How will young people be able to know the Lord if they are not introduced to the mystery of his presence? The Pope asks. For this reason, the Pope says his greatest desire and vision for the Church is that every parish establish what is called perpetual adoration. This is when a parish has a chapel or sets aside a small prayer room open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, with permanent exposition of the Blessed Sacrament. If each of us would be willing to spend just 1 hour once a week with Jesus truly present in the Blessed Sacrament, then we could organize every hour of the day and night in such a way that there would be at least one person with Jesus all the time. And as a parish, we could have perpetual adoration. In Rome, there is a monument dedicated to Victor Emmanuel. In tribute to his effort to unite Italy, there is a 24-hour honor guard. Day and night, two soldiers stand at attention next to a stone statue in memory of Italy's first king. Many other countries honor their heroes the same way. How much more deserving is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings as we give witness not to a statue, but to the living God truly present in the Blessed Sacrament? For Scripture says, "Worthy is the Lamb that was sacrificed to receive all glory, honor, and praise in unceasing adoration for all he has done for our salvation." Scripture says, when we proclaim Jesus King, by giving him the glory due his name, then he will claim his kingdom. It was God's love for man that created the world. It will be man's love for the Son of God in the Blessed Sacrament that will recreate the world and bring about a new and more glorious earthly paradise. For Jesus says, "I thirst with such a terrible thirst to be loved by you in the Blessed Sacrament. Behold this heart, which loves you so much. Please love me too. Then I will reign through the omnipotent, all-powerful love of my Sacred Heart. For if you believe in my love, if you really believe in my love, then you shall see miracles of my love." Recall the woman in the Gospel who touched Jesus with her faith and released his power. She said, "All I have to do is but touch the hem of his garment and I will be healed." Jesus turned around and said, "Who touched me? Because I felt power going out from me." Your faith touches the heart of Jesus and releases his power and healing love upon yourself, your family, and the world each time you come to him in the Blessed Sacrament in a holy hour of prayer. For the power that has conquered the world is this faith of ours, Scripture says. For this reason, the Pope said, the radical transformation of the world will be brought about through perpetual adoration, which is simply putting our faith in Jesus, who alone will make all things right. In the Old Testament, God instructed the people to look upon a bronze serpent in order to be healed. Today, the Heavenly Father appeals to us through the Pope to look upon his beloved Son exposed in the Blessed Sacrament in order that the whole world may be healed. For the value of a single holy hour of prayer is measured by the degree of love Jesus has for us in the Blessed Sacrament, which is infinite. For he says, "As much as the Father loves me, so I love you." This is why Pope John Paul II said that the Blessed Sacrament is the divine magnet, and that prayer in his presence has such great value that every holy hour you make draws the whole world and everybody in the world closer to Christ. What Jesus wants everyone to know is that a holy hour is so easy to do because he is absolutely the easiest person in the world to please. You may want to use your own prayer book or pray the Holy Rosary or speak to Jesus heart to heart as one does with a friend. Or you may be so troubled, tired, or worn out that you may want to do nothing but just come and sit and relax and enjoy the sweet peace that simply comes from being in the presence of the one who loves you the most, Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, who said, "Cast all your anxiety upon the Lord who cares for you. My peace is my gift to you." Any hour you choose, day or night, is most pleasing to the Lord. But I need to make a direct appeal for the night hours between midnight and 6 a.m. because the Lord realizes these are the most difficult hours to be with him. Consequently, he will bless you 10 times as much for taking one of these hours, since God cannot be outdone in generosity. Whenever we are generous with him, he is 10 times more generous with us. Pope John Paul II says, "The church and the world have a great need of perpetual adoration. Therefore, let us be generous with our time in going to meet him. For this is what will bring about God's kingdom on earth and an everlasting peace to all mankind. For sacrifice is the language of love that moves Jesus to fulfill his promises. See, I make all things new." As hatred lifted up Christ on the cross, so does sacrifice lift him up in love and draws down upon the human race all the graces he won for us on Calvary. The Pope says, Scripture reminds us of the value of praying at night as he tells us that Jesus frequently spent the night in communion with the Father. Those who spend 1 hour with him at night give witness to the light that will cast out the darkness. As the Israelites saw fire in the cloud at night, as Moses met God at the burning bush, the Pope explains that in the Blessed Sacrament, Christ is the burning furnace of love. Those who are willing to make a sacrifice and keep him company for 1 hour in the middle of the night will bring about the new day when there will be, as Scripture says, no more need for the sun, because the Lamb will be the light. Your hour of prayer at night ignites that fire Jesus spoke of when he said, I have come to cast fire upon the earth, to recreate a new heaven and a new earth where God will be all in all and all will be one in the heart of Jesus. As Pope John Paul II explained, through his incarnation, the Son of God has united himself to every person in such a way that by his power to subject everything to himself, the whole created world is destined to be assumed in the Eucharist, where everything and everyone will be made perfect in the fire of divine love.